Welcome to English Digest, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
And we're on day two of our psychology unit entitled Pearls of Social Wisdom. Now, yesterday we talked a lot about how we started out learning about our intelligence. First, we used the IQ test, which really just measures how good you are at solving puzzles, recalling information in a certain order. Most of us have taken the IQ test. And then we learned some more. There was a Dr. Daniel Goleman who came out with his book about emotional intelligence, or the EQ, emotional quotient. And that was really interesting to many, many people around the world. I, of course, read his book. And then he actually moved into a slightly different area, although they're related, I think. And that's our social intelligence, how we then take our own emotions and interact with other people in social settings. It could be at work, could be at parties. It could be in a lot of different places, even within your own family. How well do you get along with others? How do you manage your emotions and help others manage theirs too?
So we've got all these terms with a Q in there, IQ, EQ, and SQ. Boy, Stephanie, I wouldn't mind having some DQ right now, Dairy Queen. Boy, would I love to have some ice cream while we talk about this.
That's a famous ice cream shop in the U.S. For those of you who don't know what DQ is.
Well, there used to be one in Taipei here on Zhongshan Beilu and Shirlin there, but it's been gone for many years. But in any case, that's kind of unrelated. But let's get back to our subject here about psychology, pearls of social wisdom. Again, this is about Daniel Goleman's new concept of SQ.
Ah, that's right. It's really interesting. We also ended yesterday's lesson talking about how Goleman's own life is a really good example that he practices what he preaches. You know, unfortunately, he did get divorced, but after he got remarried and his wife got remarried to other people, they didn't get married again. They had to share custody of their children. Who took the children on the weekends? Who took them during the week? That's a big problem for a lot of divorced couples. But they managed to really make it work out well. They treated each other with kindness, and they always put the interest of the children first. They were even able to move to a new place together, which is astounding or really amazing to me. Today, we're going to focus more on being socially smart. How good are you in these social situations? Well, why don't we get started? We're going to read through our lesson, and then we'll be back to explain.
Such social smartness is vital to our well-being, especially considering that our emotions are contagious. Good brings about good, and bad brings about bad. Scientists say these emotional contagions are the result of mirror neurons, our brain-to-brain exchange with another person's emotions in any given interaction. For example, if someone is hostile towards us, then we are likely to absorb that hostility. Alternately, if we feel comfortable in a social situation, that sense of ease will be passed on to those around us. Interestingly, Goleman's ideas on how to increase our social intelligence are largely based on face-to-face, body-to-body interaction. A tall order in today's world of cell phones, emails, and social networking sites. Goleman sees these modern devices as a threat to the quality of our relationships and thinks the human connection is in danger of being lost in the digital void. These distractions in our increasingly fast-paced world take away from what Goleman calls the human moment, that vital emotional presence we derive from genuine social interaction. His advice? Take time each day to turn off your cell phone, your computer, the television, and any other distractions, and interact with those around you in a meaningful, unhurried fashion. Listen to them carefully and give them your full attention. And smile. That's one contagious habit everyone wants.
Well, we've been talking about social intelligence, how well you do in social settings, and such social smartness is vital to our well-being, how we feel about ourselves and whether we can function in this world. If something's vital, of course, it's extremely important and necessary for you to succeed or even survive in this world. For example, food and water and air are vital for humans to live. If we don't have those things, we die. You can also substitute the word vital for crucial or essential or necessary. Those words are all synonyms.
So we need to have this social smartness. We need to have an ability to get along with other people because it affects our survival. We need it to survive. It's good for our well-being. Well-being just means our health, both physical and emotional health. And this is especially true when we consider that our emotions are contagious. If something is contagious, it can be caught by someone else or be affected by someone else. We usually use this word when we talk about diseases, like the common cold is contagious. If you come in contact with another person who has a cold, then you can get that cold too. That disease is contagious. Well, our emotions are contagious as well. For example, good brings about good, and bad brings about bad. If someone is angry, well, we might feel angry too if we're around that person. And if that person feels really happy, we too might feel happy.
That's right. So your feelings and attitudes can be contagious to others. Sometimes people are really enthusiastic, and if you're around them, it can be contagious. Maybe you start feeling enthusiastic too. Now, it also works in a negative way. If someone is very angry or they're just in a bad mood, that bad attitude can transfer over to others in the room or that are around them. It can be a downer. It can make you feel like, oh, today's pretty rotten, just because someone else is in a bad mood. So remember, how you feel really does have an effect on others. Be careful of not passing along your bad attitude.
That's right, because a bad attitude can spread like wildfire. Well, scientists say these emotional contagions are the result of mirror neurons. Okay, I'll talk about what mirror neurons are in just a second, but let's first talk about an emotional contagion. A contagion is the noun form of contagious, so something that can be spread around like a disease is called a contagion. So these emotional diseases or contagions are the result of mirror neurons. And what that is our brain-to-brain exchange with another person's emotions in any given interaction. Basically, we have these exchanges with other people. It's brain-to-brain. Their emotions affect our emotions.
It's kind of cool. So you're reflecting back to others as you interact with them. Brain-to-brain exchange, kind of cool. Now, I wanted to point out this word given in any given interaction. Given just means any particular situation or any particular interaction. We'll often use that word given just to talk about this specific thing we're using as an example. Now, here is the example. If someone's hostile towards you, then we're more likely to absorb that hostility. Being hostile to others means you're kind of angry and you're deliberately unfriendly. It's almost like you're ready to argue with the first person you talk to or you bump into, you want to fight. It's not a comfortable feeling to be around someone who's hostile. Hostile is higher up on the degree of being angry than just being mad or angry. Hostile is worse. So if you're hostile, you're ready to fight with someone.
Hostile is the American pronunciation of this word. You'll hear people from England and Canada say hostile. So be aware of that. But again, if people are hostile towards us, then we will likely absorb that hostility. To absorb just means to suck something in, like a sponge. In other words, if someone's hostile to us, then we will be hostile to other people. It will spread like a disease. Well, alternately, on the other hand, if we talk about the opposite here, if we feel comfortable in a social situation, well, then those other people will feel comfortable in that social situation, too. That sense of ease or that sense of being relaxed will be passed on to the other people around us. And this is particularly true if we hang around people that just seem like they're always happy, people who maybe are religious or something like that, or people who are just happy all the time might give us that kind of feeling. And those are the kind of people you want to hang around. People like that will have lots and lots of friends.
You know, one of my best friends is really very much like this last example. She never takes herself too seriously. She's friendly. She doesn't always focus on herself or brag about herself. So when you're talking to her, her name is Heather, she always makes you feel comfortable, especially when you're meeting her for the first time. You just feel like she's accepting of you. She thinks you're great. And it's a wonderful feeling to be around someone who puts you at ease or makes you feel relaxed. When you're in a situation where you might be a little uncomfortable or shy, that can be tough in life. So find those people who put you at ease and see if you can develop a friendship with them. Okay, listeners, this is a good place to take a break. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Daphne。昨天我们提到 Goldman 这对夫妻呢，虽然已经离婚，但是可以共同决定对孩子来说最好的事情。他们的这种 social intelligence， 也就是社交智商呢，是非常明智的。Such social smartness is vital to our well-being. Be vital to 是对什么东西是息息相关，非常的重要。有关于我们的快乐。特别是当我们考虑到 that our emotions are contagious， 因为情绪是具有感染力的，像是破折号后面提到的 good brings about good and bad brings about bad。 Scientists say these emotional contagions are the result of a mirror neuron。 Be the result of 就是什么的结果，科学家说这种情绪的互相感染呢，是一种镜像神经元。后面的片语进一步的告诉我们到底这个科学名词它代表的意义是什么，也就是 our brain to brain exchange with another person's emotions， 我们和另外一个人呢互相交换情绪，而这个交换呢是 brain to brain， 也就是脑对脑的交换。在什么样的互动情况之下呢？ In any given interaction， 在任何的互动情况之下。下面举例， For example， if someone is hostile towards us， then we are likely to absorb that hostility。 如果有人对我们充满了敌意， then 那么呢， be likely to 就是有可能，我们很有可能吸收到那股敌意，就像前面提到的镜像神经元这个理论。但是另外一种情况呢， Alternately, if we feel comfortable in a social situation, that sense of ease will be passed on to those around us. If 所引导的是一个条件句，如果我们在一个社交情境当中觉得非常自在的话， that sense of ease， 也就是那种自由自在的感觉， will be passed on， 可以传下去，传给谁呢？后面再加上一个介系词 to， 周遭的人。换言之，这种情绪是具有感染力的。
We're gonna take a short break, but don't go away. There's more English Digest ahead.
Welcome back, everybody. We're continuing to define exactly what SQ is, social intelligence or your social quotient, okay? We've been talking about what is called mirror neurons. Neurons are chemicals in your brain, and if you have neurons going around your brain, that means you have good interaction. So if you're talking about mirror neurons, well, basically, this is talking about the reaction you will have around other people in terms of their emotions. If they're happy people, then you might be happy too. If they're sad people, you might be sad too. It's like a mirror. If you look in the mirror, you will see your reflection there. So again, this is all based on face-to-face or body-to-body interaction. And that's interesting because that's what Goleman's ideas focus on, how to increase our social intelligence, again, if we're talking about face-to-face or body-to-body interactions.
But here it says that's a tall order. To get to be face-to-face with someone or body-to-body, you have to actually be in the same place with someone. You can't be talking on the phone with them or emailing them or using MSN or even going on to Facebook or MySpace. You have to be together in the same place. And that's just not happening as much today. That's why we say it's a tall order in today's world. A tall order is an informal phrase. It just means a request that someone makes of you or maybe a piece of work that your boss gives you. But what we're saying is whatever you're given to do, it's almost impossible. How do you do that thing? It's really tough.
Right. So if you ask your boss to have $100,000 in salary per month or something like that, and you've only been working there for a week, your boss might say, that's a pretty tall order. You've only been working here a week. I can't pay you so much. So this is a pretty tall order because we're constantly talking to other people on our cell phones, writing email to each other, and going to these social networking sites. We're having these face-to-face, body-to-body interactions less and less. So it's kind of hard to imagine that we could increase our SQ if we're spending all our time talking on the cell phone. As you might expect, Goleman sees these modern devices as a threat to the quality of our relationships. So he sees them, or he feels that these devices will threaten our interpersonal relationships with other people. A device is usually some kind of machine that we use to help our life, like our telephones, our cell phones, or a radio, or a computer, your PDA, or your MP3 player, your iPod. All those things are electronic devices. Well, they're a threat to the quality of our relationships. They kind of get in the middle, and they're going to make our friendships with other people worse and worse.
Or even your coworkers. I remember when I was working back in New York, I had to be very careful when I wrote emails if I was upset about something, because people misinterpret your feelings when they're reading something. So I learned that if I needed to have a serious chat or talk with someone about a problem, I never wrote email. I would always take the time to go talk with them face to face, because people need to read how you're feeling. They'll watch your body language, that is. They'll watch the expressions on your face. And even talking on the phone's not quite as good. It's not as clear to others if you're joking. You know, did you mean what you just said, or is that a joke, or were you being sarcastic? So it's best if you can talk to them face to face, be body to body. If you're not, it can be a threat to your relationship or the quality of the relationship. It can cause potential harm or damage.
Indeed, but that's a pretty tall order these days, because I think people put a lot of priority on their cell phones. Like the other day, I was having a nice chat with my friend Tina, and somebody called her on the cell phone. Then she just totally ignored me and kept talking on her cell phone.
Don't do that, guys. It's rude.
It is rude, but so many people do it these days that I think people don't even think it's rude. So let me remind you, it is rude. You should say excuse me if you're going to talk on the cell phone. At least do that. Well, again, these are distractions in our increasingly fast-paced world, and they take away from what Goleman calls the human moment, which is that vital emotional presence we derive or get from genuine social interaction. So they're distractions, something that causes us to lose our focus or to lose our attention is a distraction. So if we're talking to somebody over coffee and we're having a wonderful time chatting and laughing, and then the phone rings, that will ruin that interaction. It will be a distraction. And again, it's taking away from the human moment. We are people, flesh and blood. We should interact with each other as close as possible and not let those little pesky electronic devices get in between us.
Yeah, I actually have a personal rule for myself. I never have my cell phone on when I'm with friends, talking to them, having dinner, maybe having coffee, catching up. Because you're right, Tom, you'll be in the middle of a conversation, and if someone's cell phone rings and they stop to answer, it just ruins the conversation. It changes things. And it brings someone else into the conversation. Someone who wasn't even invited to be there. That other person on the phone.
Yeah, an outsider or an intruder. But, well, what you're doing there is pretty hard because I think most people have that phone on. If some kind of important phone call comes in or a business offer, they just got to have those phones on. So, again, it's easier said than done to turn those things off. Well, Goldman here gives us some advice, some suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
He says, take time each day to turn off your cell phone, turn off your computer, turn off your television, turn off that PDA, turn off your iPod, all those distractions, and try to interact with people around you in a meaningful way, in a meaningful, unhurried fashion.
I think this is good advice for me, this last part, in an unhurried fashion. It seems like I'm always in a hurry. I have something I have to get done or that's due. And then when I have these rushed conversations after I walk away, I feel bad. I think, oh, I should have taken a few more minutes and had a nicer conversation with someone. Who knows what that conversation could do for the other person? So try to slow down a little bit. That would be my advice. And take the time to really have a real conversation. Just don't say, hi, how are ya? Bye. Now, fashion here, I wanted to point out, is being used in a different way than just talking about a style of clothes. Fashion here just means a way or a manner of doing something. So this is how he suggests you have these interactions. When it's meaningful, it has purpose. It has meaning. You're not just saying words that have no meaning or empty. You know, you have a lot of those conversations. Some people will ask, how are you doing? And I think they don't really care. Why should I answer?
Yeah, you should be sincere, too. And one way to express your sincerity is to smile.
Yeah.
And that means to smile genuinely. Don't put on a fake smile like this. You got to really be happy to talk to another person because people are great to talk to. It's a wonderful thing in life. And hey, if you smile with people and get along with them, you'll become a really good manager at a company and make a lot of money.
It just makes you feel better about yourself and about life. So see if you can put some of these principles into practice. Okay, listeners, time once again for our Chinese teacher.
接着我们要提到的是 Goldman 的想法。Interestingly, Goldman's ideas, 这句话的主要动词片语是 are based on. 那么 ideas 后面的介词片语告诉我们它哪一方面的想法 on how to increase our social intelligence, 如何来增加我们的社交智商。它的想法呢 are largely based on face-to-face, body-to-body interaction, 主要是根据面对面、身体对身体的这种互动方式。破折号后面呢，进一步的说明，这一种互动方式呢 ，it's a tall order， 也就是一种苛求。 In today's world, 在现今的世界当中，为什么？因为现今的世界是一个怎么样的世界呢？后面有个介词片语在形容 of cell phones, emails, and social networking sites. 因为这些科技的发达，所以人很少与人有面对面，或者是身体与身体之间的接触。Goldman see these modern devices as a threat. See something as, 把某样东西看成为。这里的 modern devices 就指的是前面提到的手机啊、电子邮件啊以及社交网站等等。他把这些看成为是一种威胁。对于什么的威胁呢？介系词要用 to the quality of our relationships。对我们的人际关系品质是一大威胁。此外呢 he thinks,The human connection is in danger of being lost in the digital void. Be in danger of, 处在什么样的危险当中？他认为人与人之间的关系呢，要消失，消失在什么当中呢？In the digital void, 也就是消失在数位的虚无当中。These distractions in our increasingly fast-paced world, 句子的动词是 take away, 带走，主词Distractions 就是表示令人分心的事物，在我们今天这个速度越来越快的世界里，这些令人分心的事物呢，把什么带走呢 ？The human moment， 也就是人性时刻，这个是 Goldman 的说辞。Human moment 呢是一种 vital emotion presence we derive from genuine social interaction。Derive from 是从什么当中产生，我们从真正的社交互动当中所产生的一种非常重要的情绪呈现。既然这么重要， Goldman 有什么建议呢？他说 take time， 也就是抽一点时间，后面的不定词片语表示目的 to turn off your cell phone, your computer, the television, and any other distractions。关闭这些东西的目的是 interact with those around you， 要跟你周遭的人互动，可是这个互动呢是 in a meaningful, unhurried fashion， 要以一种有意义而且呢不是匆忙的方式进行。 Listen to them carefully and give them your full attention， 这两个是同义的片语，也就是要倾听他们并且全神贯注。最后一点 Goldman 提醒大家 and smile，破折号特别提到微笑呢 That's one contagious habit everyone wants. 这里的 that 就指的是微笑，微笑是一种具有感染力的习惯，而这个习惯呢是大家都希望能够拥有的。
We're sure glad you could join us today at English Digest, and we hope you've learned a lot about social intelligence. We also hope you've been encouraged to try to practice some of these ideas. They're pretty cool.
They sure are.
Thanks for joining us, and come back next time for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
Bye! Bye.